Over 500,000 foreign workers fled the violence in Libya last spring during the fall of Tripoli. Most migrants were from Egypt, Tunisia, or sub-Saharan Africa. Thousands came from a single town in the West African nation of Ghana. That town is called Nkohansa, and it's nearly 3,000 miles away from Libya's capital of Tripoli. But reporter Maureen Alivizic says that despite the risks and uncertainty they face in post-revolution Libya, many Ghanaians are once again taking the road north.
Here is the station. Here is airport.
Kassim Zakari spent 3 years in Tripoli working as a mason. The 28-year-old used the $5,000 he saved there to start building a cell phone shop in Nkohansa. Now he says he needs more money to put a roof on top of his store and actual cell phones inside. So Zakari has decided to migrate to Libya again. Over the past three decades, tens of thousands of migrant workers from Nkohansa have made the same journey north. Here's the town's mayor, Onabu Ajokum.
Every single family in Nkohansa has got a relative who has been to Libya. Personally, I have more than five brothers who have traveled to Libya. I have cousins, nephews who have traveled to Libya. And this is a close family.
The trend started in the early 1980s after a few English teachers from Nkohansa made their ways to Libya. Word traveled fast of a land of riches. To get to Libya from Ghana means a two-week journey at best across as many as five countries. But ambitious youth saw Libya as a promised land and a possible springboard to Europe. However, violence during Libya's uprising sent many fleeing for their lives. Local officials say over 8,000 migrants returned to Nkohansa and nearby villages. Today, most are unemployed, and Libya is again looking attractive. Isaac Frimpong headed north again this January and found work as a mason in the coastal town of Zawiya. He says Libya's construction industry is in dire need of manual labor, especially in towns battered by fierce fighting during last year's uprising.
If someone sees you that you are doing this man's house, he will call you, please finish it early and come and do my work for me.
But being an undocumented worker in Libya has its risks. Militiamen arrested Frimpong in early March. He says he was stripped of his belongings, then transferred to a detention center in the town of Guerriane. Frimpong says he saw hundreds of sub-Saharan Africans in the makeshift jail. There he says he witnessed guards beating to death three fellow Ghanaians after they tried to escape.
They took a rope and hung them, their head down, beating them with their guns. Those boys were shouting for about 2 hours, then they stopped shouting. They were dead.
Frimpong was deported shortly after the incident. Activists in Nkohansa are using such cautionary tale to stop more from trickling back to Libya. Donina Kohanteg is the head of an organization for Libyan returnees. He says they should try to make home a better place instead.
We stay here and work and organize ourselves to help ourselves.
Some, though, won't share his optimism. On a damp recent night, Eric John hurries towards Nkohansa's bus station, a backpack on his shoulder. The father of two says he has no choice but go to Libya again to support his family. Three friends offer last-minute advice and tell John they hope to see him soon again in Libya. For NPR News, I'm Marine Olivesi.